Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 27th of July 2009 and it's 4 minutes past midnight. And if I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name's Irene Shaw. My date of birth is 24th of July 1951 and I've come from the West Midlands.
And how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah. Good.
Anticipation.
We've come from the West Midlands. Is that where you're from originally?
No, I was born in Streatham, lived most of my life in Croydon, really.
Okay.
And I moved to the North East quite a while ago. So and I've been in the North East for 30 years and moved to the West Midlands only last year.
Right, gosh. What sparked the move?
New job,
yeah,
and wanting to wake up somewhere different.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm a landscape architect.
Okay, yeah. Wow. How do you find that?
It's good, I really like it. I've just moved job and new job and new place of work and new colleagues and it's all really exciting and I'm absolutely loving it. Yeah.
Wow. What landscapes do you work on?
At the moment I'm doing a series of play areas and it's as part of the government's natural play initiative, the Play Pathfinder, so it's designing more natural children's play areas using sand and water and rocks and trees and not pieces of equipment particularly.
Yeah.
So really good.
Gosh, yeah.
Exciting stuff.
And is that mostly in parks and
yes,
schools?
Yes, parks and schools at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow. And you're here today to take part in One Another.
Yes.
Can I take you back to when you first heard about the project?
Yes.
And ask you what it was that motivated you to apply?
In all truth, it was my sister that motivated me to apply. She'd I'd heard about it through the press. I knew it was going on. And she rang me and said, you know, you can apply to be on the plinth. And it's just a lottery. And you know, you can. I just thought, oh, well, all right then, I'll apply. And I really didn't expect to get in. And she, of course, lives in London, so it's much more difficult for her to get on than it is for me. I thought, I can't let the opportunity go, really. Let's have a go.
Mm.
And so I did. And I was so astonished and delighted and terrified. I discovered that I'd been picked.
Yeah, I can imagine. And when you realised that you had a place, how did you decide how to best use your hour on the plinth?
A lot of thinking about it, really, I suppose. I certainly knew I didn't want to perform because I'm not a performer, I'm not a natural performer. I don't have any particular talent in that area, singing, dancing, whatever. I just am what I am, really. And I just, as the weeks went on and I thought about it, I thought that actually, if I was visiting a work of art, I would want to know about that work of art, and if it was a statue, who it was and where it had come from, and about that person. And so that's where my decision came from, really, and that's how I've structured my hour.
And how could you say a little bit more about what you're going to do in the print?
I have written about, I think it's 45 sheets, each one with a statement about myself, and I shall hold them up at approximately 1 minute intervals. Well, I thought if I did 15 seconds each to each side, that would take the minute, just about. So that'll take me most of the time. And then when my arms ache, I may take a photograph or two and have a break in the middle. So.
Brilliant. What are the, there must be quite a lot of statements. What are the main statements, or can you remember a few now that you could?
There's some about who I am and where I come from, what I do for a living. It's actually my 36th wedding anniversary today, so there's a message for my husband. Then it's about things that scare me, things that don't, books I've read that I like, things I like to do. It was quite difficult actually finding all those things to say, but so it's just a little bit about me really, and I didn't want it all to be bald statements. I wanted there to be a little bit of, I hope there's a little bit of humour in there, and so it's about me.
Yeah, brilliant. And what do your friends and family think about you taking part, doing this?
They are. Apart from my mother, and there's a bit about that, there's a statement about that. Everybody has been really positive about it and thinks it's great. My sister's been really supportive. Unfortunately, she's not very well, so she can't come tonight, but she's sending my brother-in-law. And my brother's travelled all the way up from Cornwall to see me. And my kids were very excited about it. And everybody's been very supportive. I told them at work and... they're all rooting for me. They haven't promised to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning to watch it, but they have promised to watch it tomorrow when it's on the, against my name. So,
yeah, fabulous. and your, how did you decide what to wear tonight? And could say why you're wearing
it? I'm wearing something I'm comfortable in. I bought a new T-shirt because it's got sparkles on it, and I thought sparkly stuff would be good at night in the light, and I've got a sparkly scarf and a sparkly belt to put on just before I go up, and that was it really. It's just, I just wanted to be comfortable and not have to worry about it. Oh, I've got my knickers on.
Brilliant. I'd be really interested to hear a bit more about you and where you're from. Croydon originally.
Yes. Yeah. And I moved to, I was at university in Kent, and then in Manchester. I did my landscape course in Manchester. I met my husband Kent. We were married and started married life in Liverpool. Then we moved to Newcastle 30 years ago, where we stayed ever since. We were only going for 5 years, but somehow we stayed. So it's the only place my children have ever lived. But they were all very excited about us moving. But my husband retired, and we just thought we would like to wake up somewhere different. And so me moving job seemed an ideal opportunity to do it. And so we just thought, well, we'll go where the job is. Mm. And we've ended up in the West Midlands. But it's taken about a year to sell the house. And we're going to be moving to our own house in 2 weeks in Malvern, so that's very exciting.
What did your husband do before he retired?
He was an academic, and he was head of the School of Planning, Architecture and Landscape at Newcastle University.
Mm. So you've got a lot in common there then?
Yes, yeah. Never short of anything to talk about, that's for sure.
And what did you meet through architecture?
No, we met. I was doing a horticulture degree, and he was doing a postgraduate piece of work at the same university, and we met at a barbecue, a hog roast.
Lovely. And your brother's come all the way from Cornwall.
Yes.
Today.
Yeah, and he's a sculptor. And a brewer.
Brewed
here. So, yes, very excited about him being here. It was very kind of him to come a long way. But he just thought it was a great thing to do and wanted to be part of it as well, which is nice.
Okay. And especially being a sculptor.
Yeah.
You're
yes.
Be a living sculptor.
Yes.
And what's important for you in your life? What's the most important thing that you'd say about...
Oh, goodness. I don't know, I think being content with my lot, really. I have no great, ambition for wealth or fame or fortune or anything. I just, to be content with my lot.
And standing on the plinth today really seems... There seems a lot about that in...
Yes,
in
I think so.
What you're doing.
Yes,
yeah.
So hopefully people will find it entertaining.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, absolutely not. No, it's right out of my comfort zone, I have to say.
I think most people feel like that.
But looking forward to it. And I will never be able to step on that spot ever again, so you know, that's important too, I think.
What do you think, how about the location in London for this? Did you come to London much growing up in Croydon?
Oh yes.
Are you quite familiar with Trafalgar Square?
Yes, yes. And I'd seen one or two of the other sculptors that had been on the fourth plinth. And that had interested me, the fact that it was that you had different sculptures on there over a period of time, and then just suddenly to have this 2,400 sculptures one after the other just seemed really exciting. And it's being part of that much bigger project, which is important. I'm just one tiny little bit of it, and that's what I like to think about, really. You know, I'm no more important than any of the others that are there, or less important than any of the others that are on. We're all part of this big thing, which is extraordinary.
Can you say a bit more about being a landscape architect and before that a horticulturalist? What was it about that field that drew you in?
Well, I did science at school. I've always had that sort of scientific mind, but there's always been a bit of me that's been creative. And I went to university to discover a wonder wheat that was going to feed the world originally. But one of the courses that I did, it was a sort of modular degree, and one of the courses that I did was about landscape design, really, a very basic course in landscape design about use of plant materials to create landscapes. And I was just so taken with it. I just thought, this is what I want to do. And lo and behold, there actually were jobs in it, and you could become this thing that was a landscape architect. And so I've never looked back, really. That was decision made. And so I did the postgraduate diploma at Manchester University, qualified in 1975, I think, which is a very long time ago. And I've always got enormous satisfaction out of it, and actually to be able to go around areas where I've done things and had an influence and been able to see what I've done and that it's actually improved people's lives, and it's lovely. And you know, I get a real buzz out of that.
What was your favourite piece that you worked on, your favourite landscape that you impacted?
So many. Some of the housing work that I did in Newcastle was good, because that was about small, you know, people's improving just the physical environment and where people lived. But I worked for Easington Council in the 80s, 90s, and we did 2000, we did the Millennium Coastal Project, which was improving the Durham Heritage Coast. So it was a whole series of projects, and it involved landscape architects, engineers, architects, artists, sculptors, poets, a whole range of people were involved, and just a huge range of projects that we did, from little tiny bits of maybe a little plinth in a car park or something like that, through housing estates and then great big expanses of coast. And it was fantastic, and big reclamation projects, and particularly where Easington Colliery had been. There was a big sort of engineering project there, and cleaning up the beaches was all part of that too. So that was a really exciting project, and I suppose that's the one that's had the most, the biggest impact. Yeah.
Yeah, there must be a lot of research that goes into these projects.
Yes.
Do you engage with the research?
Yes.
Is that a big part of the job?
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, for all jobs really, there's always an element of research for all the work we do, because it's, especially if it's something new.
Mm.
And the play areas that we're designing now, for example, there was a lot of sort of research went into that. Some of the research has already been done, so you could attend seminars and things like that, but it's all about finding out about what the thinking is and how you can take it. Mm. So it's.
As a woman, do you find it's quite a gender balanced area to work in, landscape architecture?
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty much. Within the actual discipline, there's a fair gender balance. Though within, when that discipline is within another organisation, I mean, when I worked for Low Authority, I was often a very, you know, there would be two or three women in a big authority, which is largely dominated by men.
Mm.
But I think that's less so these days, and you certainly see more women rising through the seniority ranks these days. So I think it's better than it used to be.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
And you're going to be standing on the plinth. Who are you doing this for?
Do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think you could do it for anybody else.
How do you think it's going to be received, the whole project? In the conversations that you've had with people, or in your idea of how it might be received?
I think it seems to be received, people either love it or they just don't see the point of it. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't, you know, who feels antagonistic towards it, but I think there's a raft of people who just simply don't understand what it is, what it's about, or why you would want to do it or be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole majority, I think, of people who actually just think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, people walking past on their way to and from work every day, and it must be just fantastic seeing something different every time you go past. And sometimes it will engage you and sometimes it won't. But I mean, if you go around the National Gallery, you don't love every single picture, do you? You know, it's picking the bits that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I have wasted many hours on the website looking. There have been some fantastic things that people have done, really. I love the woman who scrubbed it. And there was another one I saw, she was wearing a gold corset and tight black trousers and feathers in her hair. I think she was a burlesque artist, and a big black cloak, and she just walked gracefully around the place. She looked absolutely stunning, beautiful. You didn't need to do anything else. It was wonderful. So I think there's been some really good things, and you know, I've watched it during my lunch hour at work, and various people have come up and said, "Oh, what are you doing, and what's that?" And that's, word's got round, and so quite a lot of people, I think, are hitting on the website now and having a look. So there's a lot of interest.
Yeah, yeah. And what are your own interests outside of your architecture and interest in art and sculpture?
Like gardening. Like grow my own veg. I'm interested in the environment too. I mean, you know, I'm moving to a new house, and I'm just thinking, I'd like to make it as eco-friendly as possible. And so yes, that's probably. And reading, and I love opera. I love going to the theatre. All sorts, really.
Yeah.
Not enough hours in the day to do most of what you want to do.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.